At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. As we start the 4 o'clock hour here, we still have the $50 Twin Peaks gift card to give away sometime before 6 o'clock. So we're going to do that. We also have a contest going on. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush. I've seen Rush in concert. They just announced their 50-something tour. And we've got a chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to see them at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a 2-night hotel stay. If you want to enter, go to WQAM.com right now. It is a national contest. So go to WQAM.com right now if you want to enter to win the flyaway to see Rush. All right. Let's do headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
This is really funny. It's going viral on social media right now. The Celtics were hosting their media day basketball tournament. So, you know, the Heat have done something similar. A bunch of the media members play on the practice court. But Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Celtics, told them, no, you guys aren't playing against each other. You're playing our coaching staff. So the coaching staff played the media that covers the Boston Celtics. And there's a video at the very end of the game, buzzer beater from half court. The final score, Celtics coaches 57, the media 4.
Oh, so they were playing for real.
That's like Solana's point where he thinks he can beat John Crotty or score a few points off John Crotty. Yeah, no, it could not happen. It literally could not happen.
Hey, Heat, Miami Heat, I dare you to let me D up Chris Quinn. I dare you.
I mean, do you know what Chris Quinn would do to you on a basketball court?
What, get stripped?
Oh, I mean, I hope he'd strip that shirt off you. But no, literally, if Chris Quinn did not want you, I'm not even saying to score a point. If he didn't want you to get a shot off, you would not get a shot off.
Impossible.
All right. That's not impossible.
Impossible.
How do you say that's impossible?
Just throw me the rock.
Do you think they call it the 1% of the 1% for no reason?
He thinks he's part of the 1%.
Yeah, part of the low 15% of athleticism in the world.
The Miami Heat have made it official. Eric Spoelstra will be the head coach of Team USA. I know this was announced by several reports and outlets and Shams initially, but the Heat have made it official now.
All right.
Is that an honor or just more time away from your family?
Well, didn't he get divorced? No, I'm being 100% serious.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I think I honestly think it's easier for a guy who doesn't have a family because that's your off season.
Yes, that's what I was getting. But maybe you can have the kids for that week. And now
I get it. I'm not saying that if you get divorced, you lose all parental rights. But I do think if you have, like, I think it would have been more difficult if he was newly married, and because that is the off season.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, is it like, like another coach just said, man, they gave it to Spo again. Goodness. When's my turn?
I mean, it's an honor, but I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I remember they called me, this was several years ago. You know, we've got that, used to be called BetQL on Odyssey. I think it's BetMGM now.
Yeah.
But we've got like a sports gambling network. And they call me and they're like, we would like you to host a weekend show nationally. And I said, that is quite an honor, but no thank you. I'm not interested. That cuts into my avocado toast time. I have no interest in that.
Yeah. I got asked years ago to be a color analyst.
It's a big commitment.
Yes. And it was like, I was like, oh, for this Saturday? No, you know, for the season, and we'll tell you which games. Oh, hell no. I already traveled enough already.
It's also not just for the Olympics. You got FIBA World Cup.
That's what I'm saying.
It's every summer. Consuming. Yeah. And it sounds easy, right? Like, hey, you're going to get the best players in the NBA, but there is a level of fit and handling personalities and knowing who to bring on the roster, who's going to mesh with who. I mean, it sounds easy, but sometimes a little bit more difficult than just...
Sounds easy until you give Jason Tatum DNP coach's decision.
Speaking of the Miami Heat, if you're just joining us, we found out earlier, Bam, who left the game early yesterday with an injury, no need for an MRI, according to Barry Jackson. It's a knee contusion, nothing serious. So a big sigh of relief there.
Now, what is the difference between a bruise and a contusion?
Nothing.
That's just a big fancy word for a bruise.
Yeah, doctors don't write bruise on their sheet, but it's the same thing.
Gotcha.
Is one worse than the other?
Same thing.
Literally, you can call, if you have a bruise, you can say, oh, I've got a contusion.
But
sounds more significant.
Doesn't a bruise come with, like, I'm going to say, like, some sort of coloring on your skin, but like discoloration or whatever? It turns black and blue. Does a contusion necessarily turn black and blue on your body?
Yes, same thing. What part of same thing don't you understand, Solana?
But you understand a bruise is always going to show bruising. It's why it's called a bruise. So
right.
A contusion is a bruise.
Does a contusion? I'm just asking. I mean,
does a bruise have contusion?
Why would they make up another word? Why, Crowder?
Because a doctor won't say bruise. He can't say bruise.
What do you mean? Why would they make up another word? You can get a nose job or you can get rhinoplasty. It's the same thing. It's just a fancier word.
Okay.
Cut, laceration. You starting to catch
Great
on?
Great point.
And boxed in. It's a tough show for me today, man. Damn.
Tell us about Toro Toro, because we're running behind. And so tell us about Toro Toro. We're not taking a break here. I just want to know about Toro Toro, because we all love that restaurant. You went there today. I'm imagining you had some sort of alcohol along with your tuna tartare. There's no chance all your foibles today are tuna based. I'm having a tough time believing that.
I would never. I mean, I had a beer and then, you know, margarita, martini. it was good.
I have lunch once in a while, just as an aside. As you know, I have lunch once in a while at Cheetah. Yeah. I've been a longtime client of mine. I enjoy their free lunches, and I enjoy, they have TVs.
TVs,
four
huh?
stages of entertainment. Yeah. So I'm going there for lunch this Friday, specifically because we have 1 hour of a show. We're only on from 2 till 3 on Friday. So I thought to myself, well, if I end up having a few glasses of tuna tartare the way Solana has, at least I don't have to fight my way through 4 hours of radio. I've got 1 hour to get through, and I think I can do it.
I went with you one time to Cheetah for the lunch. Mm-hmm. That's a hell of a lunch.
It's a hell of a lunch.
I think the best argument I've had all show is that the Dolphins aren't that bad, which is a really bad argument. I mean, think about that. Yeah, so Tora Tora right now is putting on a pretty good deal for Heat fans. I've been talking about it on the show. I talked to you guys about it as well before, after, or even during Heat games. If you know they keep playing the way that they've been playing, you go to Tora Tora, you show them your game ticket, if you have a ticket, and you get 20% off their bar menu. So today, I went to Tora Tora, and I got to experience the entire bar menu. The entire bar menu.
We can tell.
And beverages. So, I mean, it was a spread. Delicious, man. The chicharrones de camarones was delicious. Short rib tacos. I had a Toro burger. You know, they get it. They put guac or avocado on their burger. They just get it.
Oh.
I love that.
So is it guac or is it sliced avocado?
Sliced avocado, but it comes almost like squished a little bit. So it looks good. Guac-y, but I love that. And of course, I cut it in half.
Jimmy, you wouldn't be able to go because you could never have avocado on your burger.
No.
Wasn't I supposed to meet you at Tora Tora one night, Jimmy?
Yeah, and I was about to leave until you called me and said, don't go. The weather's terrible.
Yeah, Lori and I still went, but I didn't want you to risk. I didn't want you to risk your life driving.
I didn't want to risk my life either.
Yeah, no.
Everybody, I talked to Jimmy on the phone that day, and I talked to Hawk on the phone that day. Neither of them wanted this thing to happen because it was going to be Jimmy and then just Hawk and Lori, all three of them.
No, it was
what you told
to happen. I was supposed to meet me and Lori. We're going to have dinner with Solana and Valentina at Tora Tora. And then we invited Jimmy as well. We're like, oh, the five of us, it'll be fun. And then Solana and Valentina couldn't go because of the bad weather or something. So then Jimmy texts me and he's like, what time? And I'm like, I said to Lori, hey, what are we? We're going to have dinner with Jimmy? You and me, we're going to drive down to Miami and then we're going to have dinner at Tora Tora with Jimmy?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good company.
No, you are a good company, but I felt like it was going to be like we were taking out my little brother from the home for a nice dinner out. I don't know. It would look weird. I called Jimmy. I'm like, it's really bad weather, man. You don't want to go out in this. And he's like, you're right. I don't. In the meantime, I'm flying through puddles getting there. I do remember it was like a once in a year rainstorm. From Boca, took us an hour and a half to get to Tora Tora that night. Would have taken me 45 minutes. Yeah. I thought Damn. Jimmy was going to wear that Costco hat. I didn't know what was going on.
Damn, Jimmy.
Jimmy told me that he went back to Costco after we gave him hell for looking like he's a character in The Departed. Matt Damon.
Oh, he looks good in that hat. That hat looks good on him. He went back and got every color, and he should have. That's a good hat on him. That is.
It's a hat.
No, but it looks good on him. It frames his face well.
I know I look good in it.
You do.
Yeah.
Like a little kid tennis coach.
Jimmy's starting a hat collection like he's Fred Taylor.
Backhand, Elizabeth. Backhand.
So anyways, Tora Tora, love it there. It was delicious. I'll have some video up in the next day or two about the 20% off experience. So if you're a Heat fan,
did you have dessert?
Genuinely, I didn't have dessert today because I had to make it back in time for the show. But La Bomba.
What?
Their
That's
grand
our
finale
dessert.
Man.
That's our dessert.
That is good.
Yeah. So, and it's pink all October. The actual chocolate is pink on La Bomba. It's pretty cool dessert. Again, there's a video on my Instagram at Alex M. Solana if you want to see. But that was my experience today. And yes, I had some tuna tartare. It's amarillo tuna ceviche. It comes with the mariquita chips, the plantain chips.
Yeah.
And bro, it was fire.
Tora Tora is great. I've had, I think, three meals there, and it's always great.
Yeah. Florida Panthers lost yesterday. The Heat lost as well. Any of you guys watch how the Heat lost? I guess not.
No.
There was so much going on last night. There were two Monday night football games. There was the Panthers game.
Yeah.
There was the Dodgers Brewers game. It's too much.
Yeah.
Well, tonight, Dodgers Brewers play game two. Dodgers took game one last night, 2-1. And then tomorrow, Blue Jays and Mariners will play game three. Seattle leads that series 2-0.
All right.
All right, guys, your weather in South Florida right now, it is cloudy, it is hot, and it is humid. That's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We're going to talk some Miami Dolphins, stuff that I wanted to get to earlier in the show. We've just been sidetracked, I feel like, for 2.5 hours. I don't know what's been going on. I feel like I've had that tuna tartare that Solana had at Toro Toro. So we'll take a break.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Here are some grades from the Palm Beach Post, letter grades for the Dolphins after the loss. On what would you give Tua? This is the Palm Beach Post. What would you give Tua for his performance on Sunday?
C.
Solana?
C plus.
So the Post gave him a C minus. Tua was charged with 2 interceptions, really 3. One bounced off Jaylen Waddle's hands, but it's more than that. He was ineffective much of the day, but not all day. Tua went 8 for 8 for 57 yards in the closing minutes, hitting Darren Waller with a 7-yard TD pass with 46 seconds left to give Miami a short-lived lead. Only one group got an A. You want to guess?
Oh, an A? Nobody in the front seven when you let them run that long. Oh, receivers drop balls. The kickers?
Running backs.
Oh, because it's just A-chan. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because nobody else touches.
Ollie Gordon got a couple of carries, I think. But yeah, okay. The running backs got an A-. They say Devon A-chan showed his speed going around the right end for a 49-yard touchdown, rushed for 128 yards, also scored on a 4-yard run. What would you give the receivers? I'll tell you what they gave the receivers in a second. What would you give the receivers?
Oh, B minus.
Alana?
Man, it's tough. A C plus.
Yeah, Palm Beach Post gives them a C. Jaylen Waddle double clutched a pass that resulted in an interception on Miami's second snap. Waddle atoned of sorts in the second quarter when he held on to a juggling catch as he slid out of bounds. It was good for a 45-yard catch to set up a field goal on the last play of the half. Waddle's most adventurous right sideline, finding no running room and dashing clear across the field to the left side. In the end, he was credited with gaining 0 yards, even though he covered about 35. Also, anyone seen Nick Westbrook Akine?
No.
They give him a grade of a C. Akine was good for one catch a game the first couple games of the season. Now he just seems to be out there taking up space.
And maybe Julian Hill fought for that first down. Waller got the touchdown, but that's the tight end group.
Yeah.
It's pretty much Waddle. Waddle has to do it all. Yeah.
Offensive line got a D. Defensive line got a D. Linebackers got a C. Defensive backs got a D. Special teams got a C. And coaching. What would you give coaching letter D. grade?
D.
Alana?
Man, maybe I'm on an island here, but I don't think the Dolphins lost that game because of coaching. I would give the Dolphins they lost, but a B minus in coaching.
Palm Beach Post gives them a D minus.
Their schematics were amazing.
No, it's not that their schematics were amazing, but the Dolphins, they take the lead. You had Jalen Phillips should have made a play. And then in the secondary, Ladd McConkey should have been tackled. That's two opportunities to win that game. Like, that's not on the coaches for these guys not executing their jobs properly, Crowder. So, I don't know. Like, you win if you don't have that big play by McConkey, you win that game. And I know we hate doing what ifs. Aside from the Tua controversy not happening, we're not talking about McDaniel here as a D or a D minus. And look, I'm not trying to defend Mike McDaniel. But the Dolphins didn't execute. The players did not execute in the biggest moment of the game. To me, that's not on the coach. That's on the players.
That's what Mike McDaniel said in the post-game press conference. He talked about executing in actual, real football formatics when the game is on the line. I'll tell you what the Palm Beach Post wrote. The Chargers were filled with backups, yet the Dolphins failed to capitalize. There were no answers for whatever Los Angeles threw at the Dolphins, and certainly no answers when the Dolphins had victory in their hands before the late defensive collapse for the decisive field goal with 5 seconds left. See, I think what the Post is doing there is more of a grand vision of what ended up transpiring, and there's a difference between what you're explaining and the way that they're grading it, because I'm kind of with Solana on that. Yeah. Like the coaching itself, it wasn't. I didn't feel like Mike McDaniel was outcoached at all. But at the end, you know, they didn't come out of there with the victory. So it's got to be. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be someone's fault. It's not. Listen, it's hard. It would be very difficult to give the coaching staff better than a D on a loss when you've lost 5 out of 6 games in a season.
Knowing that people are running the ball down your throat every single week and not having.
Speaking of throat, it's just not. It's not possible.
I have a good point. It was the almonds.
What is pooling in your throat?
I don't know.
On a constant basis that you
stop being soy at this point.
I just.
I told you, man, I think it's the beetroot juice because I got a beetroot.
You haven't had any beetroot juice. You've had a bubbly. You've had potato chips. You've had almonds. You've had a Hot Pocket.
We have a production assistant, and she always asks, hey, you want coffee? I'm not a big coffee guy. I was like, is there a juice spot around here? Give me some beet juice because, you know, I'm a juicer. I think it's the beet juice, bro.
You sent out a production assistant to go get you beet juice.
Yeah. She's
that is
a little
such annoying. Diva behavior because
that's crazy, man.
Like she's asking specifically, does anyone want coffee? And because you're one of the stars of the show, you go, no, I would like some beetroot juice. And now this poor lady has to go out and find the diva beetroot juice while she's going to see at some point empty wrappers for a Hot Pocket, potato chips, almonds. And she's going to know that she spent a half hour of her day getting this jackass beetroot juice because he's juicing, but also he's on the Frito-Lay diet during the day.
The juice place was closer than the Dunkin' Donuts. How about
that? I'm assuming she was going to Dunkin' Donuts for the rest of the people.
And it was the same direction. She got my beet juice on the way back.
No.
It was, I'm telling you, because we looked it up. She was like,
That's such a bad look.
I don't know if there's any beetroot around here. I said, well, let's look on the old Google machine.
She said to you, I don't know if there's any beetroot juice. And you said, let's look it up together.
No, I actually already looked it up because she was like, hey, I'm going to go on a run here. And I was like, okay. And I put up juice near me. And I was like, hey, it's a juice place 700 feet away from us. You know, New York, everything's packed up tight. 700 feet. The Dunkin' Donuts was around the corner. If everybody got beetroot juice, she could have saved time. I was helping her out.
Damn. Bad luck.
Back to this is what I was going to say. You talk about bad coaching. You know your run defense is trash. You're 32 out of 32. That's pretty bad, right? You don't have any other fronts. You have no other blitzes. You have no other approach. Speaking of Anthony Weaver, knowing when they're going to run the ball, because all of y'all knew when they were going to run the ball. They put the little bitty dude in there to run the ball the first time when he went left. Oh, yeah, what are you going to do again? We got 30. They went left again. So I would say Anthony Weaver, knowing his run defense is trash, he had nothing to answer their run. And then scoring 6 points between the end of the first quarter and the start of the fourth quarter. They went 30 minutes of football and had a damn halftime break in the middle to recalibrate your game plan, came out in the third quarter, couldn't piss a drop. That's where I'm saying the coaching is a D. You're not adjusting to anything the other team is doing.
Yeah, same thing happened in Carolina, by the way, where the Dolphins have that 17-0 lead. We talked how like Waller got no targets after that. And then until that second to final drive from Tua where he throws the bomb to Waddle, the Dolphins offense was just non-existent. I'm with you. And I think if you look at it, big picture, all the coaches, because factor in special teams, I guess, if you want to, giving up a 40-yard return on the most important play of the game to that point. The coaches didn't perform well. I was just talking specifically about Mike McDaniel. I'm not saying he should skate here, but I mean, he put that team in a position to win, did he not? They had a lead.
And you're doing it without Tyreek, you know.
Yeah. And then you're two guys on your defense are supposed to go out there and execute in a big moment a play that wins you a football game. And they didn't do that, especially Jalen Phillips, supposed to be one of your best players, and he didn't do it.
Not close.
And that's what getting watching the Buffalo game last night. Buffalo got the ball, went down and scored in the first possession. At halftime, Joe Brady went in there, figured something out, got the ball, drove straight down and scored in the first possession of the second half. That's what offensive gurus do. We used to do that. Mike McDaniel, we used to talk about it years ago. Oh, man, we come out of second half, we're going to have something for him. We have nothing for him anymore. We have a free punt. Punt team, get ready. First drive of the second half. We're not doing that anymore.
All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines. We're going to give away that Twin Peaks $50 gift card sometime in the final hour of the program. And I'll give you details on how to win tickets to a flyaway to see Rush in concert at Madison Square Garden. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.